The Early Middle Ages. Section 1. Geography of Europe.
If you were there. Your village is on the banks of a river. The river has created a flat plain where you can grow crops. The river also gives you a way to get to the sea and to trade with villages farther inland. You love your village and think it's the perfect place to live. But your favorite uncle, the one everyone looks up to, says he is very worried. Your village is in a very dangerous place. Why do you think your uncle is worried?
Building background. Many villages in Europe were built on rivers. But rivers were only one of the physical features that affected where and how people lived in Europe. All of Europe's features, its landforms, its waterways, and its climates, played roles in shaping people's lives. The physical features of Europe. Europe is a small continent, but it is very diverse. Many different landforms, water features, and climates can be found there. Although we call Europe a continent, it is actually part of Eurasia, the large landmass that includes both Europe and Asia. Geographers consider the Ural Mountains to be the boundary between the two continents. Landforms and waterways. Look at the map of Europe. You can see that different parts of Europe have very different features. In other words, Europe's topography varies widely from place to place. Topography refers to the shape and elevation of land in a region. Mountain ranges cover much of southern Europe. Some peaks in the Alps reach higher than 15,000 feet. The highest mountains have large snowfields and glaciers. North of the Alps, the land is much flatter than in southern Europe. In fact, most of northern Europe is part of the vast northern European plain. As you can see on the map, this plain stretches all the way from the Atlantic Ocean in the west to the Ural Mountains in the east. In the past, this huge expanse of land was covered with thick forests. Many types of trees grew well in the plain's rich, fertile soils. The northern European plain is also the location of most of Europe's major rivers. Many of these rivers begin with melting snow in the southern mountains and flow out across the plain on their way northward to the sea. If you travel even farther north from the northern European plain, the land starts to rise again. Far northern Europe has many rugged hills and low mountains. You can see these hills and mountains in the northern part of the British Isles and in Scandinavia, Europe's largest peninsula. Scandinavia is only one of Europe's many peninsulas. Smaller peninsulas extend into the sea from many parts of Europe. These peninsulas give Europe a very long, jagged coastline. Climate and vegetation. Like its landforms, Europe's climates and vegetation vary widely from region to region. For example, southern Europe is largely warm and sunny. As a result, shrubs and trees that don't need a lot of water are common there. Most of northwestern Europe, in contrast, has a mild and cooler, wetter climate. Cold winds from the north and northeast can bring freezing weather in winter. Freezing weather is much more common in Scandinavia, though. That region is very cold throughout the year. Snow falls for much of the year, and few plants can survive the region's cold climates. Geography shapes life. As in other parts of the world, geography has affected history in Europe. It influenced where and how people lived. Southern Europe. In southern Europe, most people lived on coastal plains or in river valleys where the land was flat enough to farm. People grew crops like grapes and olives that could survive the region's dry summers. In the mountains where the land was steep or rocky, people raised sheep and goats. Because southern Europe has many peninsulas, people there don't live far from the sea. As a result, many became traders and seafarers. Northern Europe. Most people in northern Europe lived farther from the sea. They still had access to the sea, however, through northern Europe's rivers. Because rivers were an easy method of transportation, towns grew up along them. Rivers also provided protection. The city of Paris, France, for example, was built on an island in a river to make the city hard for raiders to reach. In the fields around cities, farmers grew all sorts of crops. These fields were excellent farmlands, but the flat land also made an easy route for invaders to follow. No mountains blocked people's access to northern Europe, and as a result, the region was frequently invaded. Summary and preview. You have just read about the role Europe's geography played in its history. Because Europe has so many types of landforms and climates, many different ways of life developed there. Also, northern Europe had few natural barriers to prevent invasions. In the next section, you will learn how Europe changed when invasions did occur. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.